Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another edition of Business 101.
Inside of me, telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. The power says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want.
Enjoyed this.
All right. Again, this is Baba Jahi with another edition of Home Based Business 101. We thank you for joining. And also, we had a few technical difficulties last week, and people told me there was a lot of static, and I wanted to listen to the program back. A lot of static in the early part of the program, and then it sort of cleared up. The call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. For some reason, this broadcast gets real staticky, whatever. Please call in and let me know so that I can adjust the phone or something so that we don't miss out on the information that's being shared. This week's program, we're going to be going over part two of business plan development. Got a lot of good information for you, and then we're going to be sharing some information again on YTB, your travel biz. Informational information. I got a story to read and share with you this morning. But before getting into the content of today's show, you know, I'd just like to take a few moments and thank those people who have been listening in. 31 different people who also have blog talk shows have listened into my program off and on different occasions. 22 people have signed up as friends to my blog talk show, Home Based Business 101. And over 35 other people from the general audience have tuned in at different times to listen to Home Based Business 101. And I want to just take a time, a moment, thank all of you for listening in, those that have signed up to be friends. I started this back in November, late part of November. A family member shared with me a program called Empowerment University Kermit Eady Show. I listened to that, and from there began to think about developing my own show. And I just want to take the time to really thank people that have been tuning in. The show has gotten off to a great success. I've only been on, like I said, since November, basically did December and January, now going into February. So I'm really like into my third month of doing this, still learning a lot about the format and how to best get things across. I've finally now have got some people that's going to be coming on as guests here in the near future. I'll be talking about that also today. How I got started and why I got started. You know, I got started, like I told you, late November. And the reason I got started is that I've been involved in home-based business, working for myself for quite some time now. Really, since 1980, I first started venturing off in how could I get away from a J-O-B. There's been some ups and downs and different things. And you know, the thing is, I started on that journey, you know, because I knew that there had to be a better way. And so I wanted to do this show to try to help people that are also trying to seek and find that path of being able to be self-employed, work for themselves, work from their home, be able to eventually leave the J-O-B, the job, or as a lot of us refer to, just over broke. Yes, the job may help you pay the bills, but you'll never become wealthy working a job. You know, it's part of the reason why, you know, I've been able to weather some of the ups and downs of doing certain things, because I know that if I take on a job as a means for my lifelong commitment, best I ever would be just over broke. So I can't do that. Like, it's just non-negotiable. You might have to take on a job temporarily to help you get as a means to an end, but don't use that as a permanent solution where you want to go in life, because you'll never reach where you want to get to. And as Les Brown says, the richest place on the planet is the cemetery. What did he mean by the richest place on the planet is the cemetery? There lies people unfulfilled. Most people die with their dreams. They never try to implement their dream, die with them, because they lived a life of just over. I'm not saying that, you know, hey, that you don't have to find a way to pay your bills and want to do that legally. And as I said, a job might be a means to an end, a temporary solution, but never let a job be a permanent solution to how you want to deal on this planet. And that's one of the reasons I have a passion about that. That's one of the reasons I created this program called Home-Based Business 101, to be able to, all of the information that I've learned over the last 27 years, to be able to find a way to share that information with, to help empower people, to help get people to take another look, find another way. Because I believe that if you're able to find a way to work from home, develop your own means of being able to take care of yourself, that it's going to lead to greater family time, also greater time. Remember, out of the book, 1 Minute Millionaire, as I shared with you before, that when you have money freedom, you have time freedom. You get to control your time. Don't have money freedom, you don't have time freedom. Someone else dictates to you what you can do and when you can do it, because they have control over your time. Also, when you work for someone else, you want linear income. You trade time for money. There's only so many hours in the day. I don't care, you know, how much you make. You can only make a limited amount. Work for yourself, you can make unlimited amounts. So get that point where you have money freedom, you have time freedom. Time freedom comes relationship freedom. Be able to explore and develop the relationships you have with those people that are close to you at a higher level, that you have more time to spend with them. You're also able to obtain, and you should already have this anyway, spiritual freedom. But a lot of people I know, a lot of poor people are trapped spiritually also. They have a poverty consciousness and a poverty spirituality, because money has played such a big part in this capitalist society that we live in that just dictates so hard so many people that you ain't worth nothing unless you got something. And I don't really believe that. Important that, you know, that we go after obtaining our goals and accomplishing our goals, being able to empower ourselves. But whether you're rich or poor, you're still God's child, and you're still important, and to understand that and operationalize that. So you want to make sure that you know about being able, as I say, you have money freedom, have time freedom, spiritual freedom, of being able to find yourself in God and find God in you. In tune, very, very in tune with what's going on in the world. Besides being able to have relationship freedom and spiritual freedom, when you have money freedom and you have not only time freedom, you get physical freedom. You're able to eat better. You know, it's too often we eat based on our budgets. And, you know, one of the things that's very interesting, you know, our family, we try to eat a lot of nutritional things. You know, vegetables cost more than meat. I like apples and pears. A bag of apples and pears at the market cost me close to $6 to $7 to get the amount of apples or pears that I would like to be able to have, because I juice, and being able to deal with that. I can get a chicken for $2. I mean, just think of it. You know, society forces you a lot of times to eat unhealthy because it's cheaper to eat unhealthy than it is to eat healthy. So, you know, when you have money freedom, besides that time freedom and relationship freedom, that spiritual freedom, physical freedom, be able to eat better. Be able, if you get sick, go to the hospital and don't have to worry about, well, you know, I ain't got insurance to cover that, so, man, you know, I don't want that bill. Because bills be killing us, wiping us away. And want that physical freedom, and it leads to being able to have what's called ultimate freedom. And the capitalist society in which we live in, have to find a way to live above means that exists for the everyday common person. And we ultimately have to find a way to make life better also for the everyday common person. So those are some of the reasons why, you know, I created this show. I wanted to take my 27-year experience of being out there trying different things and being involved in different venues and avenues of a whole thing called self-employment and working for oneself. Developing that to be able to develop my talents. And again, I want to thank those people that have been listening in over the last 2 months since this program has really taken off. Again, thank the over 31 people, other people in Blog Talk Radio that have sites that have been going to my site and tuning in on this program on an off and on basis, 21 friends and over 35 listeners chimed in at different times. I hope you've gotten something meaningful out of the previous broadcasts and things that we have covered. Last week, we started on dealing with business plan development, because regardless of what type of business you have, you need to have a business plan. Again, as I said last week, when I listened to the show again, you know, in the archive section, it was very statically in the first part. So those that's listening in right now, if the show is not coming in clear, please give me a call at 646-595-4222, 646-595-4222, so that I can make sure this broadcast is coming through clear, and if not, then I'll switch phones or I can resolve the technical difficulties, because I don't want to be giving out a lot of valuable information and no one's able to hear it. Not good at all. Okay, we want to do is follow up first part of the show this morning on business plan development. As I mentioned to you before, there's a site that you can go to called SCORE, www.score.org, SCORE. And what they are, SCORE are counselors for America's small businesses. I don't care what type of business you have, they will help you with your business. It can be a network marketing business, such as one of the businesses that I have. As you know, I have a network marketing business and called Your Travel Biz, YTB. And I'll be talking about that a lot more in the second half of the show. And I also have a nonprofit business. I do youth development, working to help young people. And SCORE has been very instrumental in helping my wife and I with our nonprofit business, also from business plan development, marketing, to grant writing. And you can go, again, to www.score.org. When you go to that site, they have an online training program, and with that online training program, you can sign up for a lot of different things that can help you with your business. And one that we're talking about today is business plan development. I want to review again some key components of your business plan. As I said before, last week, the easy part is your cover sheet. Your cover sheet should have your logo on it, your name, name of your company, contact information, how people can contact you, which is your address, your mailing address, your web address, and in these days, yes, you should have a web presence with your business. Days of technology and stuff, you need to have a web address so that people can go online and check out your business. Being able to go online and do business is a big thing nowadays. It has tremendously helped me with my travel business, because I'm able to connect with people all across the globe via the internet, where before you'd have to try to make long distance calls, send stuff out, mail packages, wait for a week for it to get there, a week respond. Email and faxes, web domains, you can talk to people instantly and immediately. That cover sheet, again, you have your logo, your company name, your mailing address, your phone number, your email address, and your website. Then you have your table of contents, which is self-explanatory. Contents in terms of business. The other thing that you want to have in your first sheet in there is your executive summary. Your executive summary is basically Your executive summary is basically 1 to 2 pages that you're going to have. And it's going to basically, in that executive summary, it's going to explain to people what your plan consists of. 1 to 2 page synopsis of your business. And in that 1 to 2 page synopsis, you're going to talk about products and your services. You're going to have a business description, company objectives. Business description basically is going to describe the business you are in. For example, if you're in a multimedia production, graphic design, computer networking, if your company is established, explain the history of the company, talk about the success and achievements. If the company has not been established, explain what it is that you're looking to do and why you want to do it. Next is your company objectives. Describe the company's short-term goals and objectives. What are you hoping to achieve over the next few years? For example, if you want to gain 60% of the market share, become the leading supplier of wedges to the automobile industry, expanding to 5 new geographical markets, then briefly outline your strategy to reach your goal. So in other words, in your objectives, you want to be able to deal with your short-term goals and objectives, explain how you plan on achieving them. Again, we're talking about doing this from out of your home. So, you need to be able to have your business set up, being able to look at how you want to be able to do this from your home, what are your short-term and long-term objectives, and how you plan on making it happen. Next, you want to deal with whatever is your product or your service offerings. Provide a clear and, collect and concise description of your product, service in layman's terms. Identify what stage the product is in, concept, prototype, market ready. Just a concept. You already have a prototype for it. Is it market ready? Is it ready to go out on the market? If it's still a concept or prototype stage, discuss what the necessary steps are to bring the product or service into the market. And again, you want to be able to do this again, whether no matter what type of business it is. You want to be able to be clear about what your product is and how you plan on being able to bring this service to the market. Next, you want to know, what is your market? Who is your target audience? It's like I said, again, I have two businesses. Travel business. My travel business, the target market is the baby boomers. Baby boomers, hey, they retire, they want to travel. And so that's my target market. Those are the people that I look at targeting in terms of being able to service that market. And my nonprofit business, which is a youth development business, our target market is families with children ages 7 to 17. Do some work with older youth and a little bit of work with younger youth, but our primary market is those 7 through 17. Provide programs and services to help families growth and development of their children in that age group. So you need to be able to, again, explain your target market. Who is it that you're going after? Who is it, you know, that's going to make, where your, you know, your target market is going to lead you to being able to tell who your customers are. Because no sense to having a business, not knowing who you're going to market to and where your customers are going to come from. And you need to be able to understand your target market and customers. Very, very important. And then once you get beyond that, then the next is, what gives you a competitive edge? You want to have a persuasive statement of why and how the business will succeed. You want to be able to explain your products and services and what competitive edge, how your product and service is better than what is currently on the market. It's like in the travel business that I'm in, we have a competitive edge over Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, because we let everyday people come in this business and own a travel store. And we feel is that everyday people, that their family, friends, and people, significant others and other people that they know will book from them faster than they will book from a stranger. And so that gives us a competitive edge, and that we also allow people to be able to market and sell travel stores. It gives a competitive edge over Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and we have the same rates, sometimes cheaper, sometimes very comparable, but in most cases never higher. So we have a marketing edge, a competitive edge in the travel industry. For my nonprofit business, competitive edge. What we do is we really care, in our business, we really care about the young people that we service and work with. We make sure that they have a voice in the process, make sure that we hear them. We also find ways to help families that are struggling and sometimes to pay for the services that we provide. We find ways to get them involved in our fundraising process to help them raise the money to pay services. That gives us a competitive edge over most other nonprofit youth development companies. After you focus on your business description, your company objectives, your product or service offerings, your market, your customers, your competitive edge, next is your key management team members. You need to provide a brief description of your management team's qualification and capabilities to start, run, and manage a successful business. Who are your key players on your team? You know, if your business, you know, involves a team, you know, even if you're doing it at home, and you're not involved in a network marketing business, or you, you know, just have a business that you do out of your home, some services that you provide. Part of your key management team, if you have a family, your family is part of your management team because they need to make sure and help you make home a comfortable enough place that you're able to do business successfully. As I said before, some of the things that you probably need to invest into in terms of your home is ultimately having a separate phone line. Separate phone lines, so that if you have a teenage daughter or son, that may have the phone tied up, that you have a phone that you always have strictly for business purposes to be able to reach your customers, take care of your business, and have a different answering machine
identifying the team management team members as your financials and your funding requirements. You need to be able to take them and know what is it going to take to keep your business up and running. How, you know, much time, effort, energy, and money is it going to take to keep your business afloat? 70% of most businesses, that people that go into business for themselves in the first 3 years, they fail. Now, part of the reason a lot of them fail, and again, it's why this business plan is important, part of the reason a lot of them fail is not that people plan to fail, they fail to plan. You have to have a plan. One of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he talks about, you know, organizing efforts, having a plan. You have to have a plan. If it's network marketing, you say you plan to work 10 hours a week, work your 10 hours a week. One of the things that I hate is when I hear people, you know, I really hate with a passion, when I hear people tell folk they can get involved in something and they don't have to do nothing and they're going to make a ton of money. You should already know they're lying to you. Nothing is accomplished in this world without work. You know, it's work. You know, you have to work to be able to accomplish your objectives. So it's very, very important that you understand that and that you need to be able to make sure that you get this plan together, this whole business plan development, your financials and your funding requirements. Very important to know. You want to include a timeline and details on how the funds will be used. Project your revenues based on projected market share and a timeline for profitability. If you have an existing business, provide a brief financial snapshot of your company's revenues, cash flows, and balance sheet. So either you're going to be putting those together or you're going to be sharing what you've already done, and that's all going to go in your business plan. Now, again, as I said, you know, I'm just trying to cover this in a cursory overview in terms of business plan development. What you want to do, and I'll put it on my blog so that you can find the site again. You want to go to www.score.org. That's SCORE. And when you go to that site, they have an online training course, virtual. It doesn't cost anything. Again, these are free resources. You want to learn how to take advantage of all of the free resources that you can take advantage of out there in the marketplace and in the world of business development. Because there's going to be other sites where people will tell you all, hey, for $700, you know, I'll help you put together a business plan. Why spend $700 when you go to school and spend nothing but your time you already spent on the Internet and money that you put out to be able to use the Internet? You know, that's what you want to be able to do. You don't want to be kicking out money for something you can get for free. Again, one of the reasons I love doing Blog Talk Radio, I mean, there was another radio program my kids did pay $1,300 for 6 weeks. You still don't guarantee how many people are going to listen in because you still got to promote your show and you got to do all of that. You're on the live airways, but people still have to tune in. And one of the things today is that, hey, most of the people I know have computers in their home and have Internet, which means that you can build a listening audience and you can tune in and listen in. Again, you want to be able to save. You want to be able to save money. You don't want to always be coughing money out, not able to. So to begin to really get into the nuts and bolts of the business plan, you can take their online training course, the SCORE offers. When you go to the SCORE site, what you want to do once you get onto that site, you want to click over what it says Learn Online. And when you click over to Learn Online, they bring up a thing called Virtual Learning Center. They have 26 online courses. And basically you can register for those courses. They are free, and they will walk you through things that you need to know and on how your business plan. They also have an IRS online classroom. You learn online about small business taxes. Again, as I shared with you before, one of the things about owning a home-based business, that it will entitle you up to $4,000 to $5,000 worth of tax write-offs. Again, if you have a cell phone, your cell phone now, it becomes a tax write-off for your portion of your rent or your mortgage. Whatever part of your house that you're using becomes a write-off. Your automobile becomes a write-off. Your gasoline, a write-off.
car insurance, a write-off. Hey, take advantage of the tax laws. Most people that are self-employed losing $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Andy Boykin, a retired IRS agent, shared with people, and I have a copy of his presentation that he did with a company by the name of One Coach, which is a good company that helps people that want to spend money, coached on how to make their business work. They people out here that you can do that with, and they're one of the particular companies that you know some people turn to. Part of doing this show was that I wanted to have an online means-based business 101 where basically could listen to the program, email, and get some free coaching. Part of what I'm working on, too, is becoming part of the Enlightened Millionaire Network. Becoming part of the Enlightened Millionaire Network means that give in order to receive. And what I told you before, earlier is that in my 27-year experience of being self-employed, that I wanted to take that experience and be able to share information to other people, help other people who might be treading down that journey or that path. Again, the call-in number is 646-595-4222. Call-in number is 646-595-4222. I'm going to take a pause here a second while I get the rest of my materials together for the second half of the show, and I want you to listen to It's My Time again, and then I'm going to come back in motivational information and some information again on YTB, your travel biz, and exciting things that we will be doing rest of the month of February. I got a special guest coming in on the 24th, and I'll be advertising that. It's already posted. So take and sit back and listen to It's My Time again. I don't know if anyone in the New England Patriot locker room is listening to that song today or the New York Giants, but I'm pretty sure if they're not listening to that song, they're listening to something very similar about it's their time. And, you know, the same thing you want to apply in terms of business. It's my time.
Up.
second half of our show as we wind down. The first half, we cover business plan part two. Again, if you have any questions on the information that I shared with you in terms of business plan part two, just go to website www.jahitravelsite.com and be able to email me, or you can cite it, you can comment and with your email address, and I can email you that information. Remember, you want to go to www.score.org, that's score, and you get free business counseling. That's right, you heard me, free business counseling. Again, do not spend money for things that you can get for free. That's something someone taught me a long time ago, going into business for myself. You know, I used to have this thing, every time you turn around, somebody's got something they offer. Most people are selling it. I research and I find out where I can get stuff for free. Or you can get business plan development and help for free. You can also get, besides the online courses, in your city, you can find out where they have an office at, and you can go in and set an appointment. They will work with you regardless of what type of business you have, as long as it's legal. I already assume everybody know I'm talking about legal businesses. As long as it's legal, and they will work with you free, not no $50 an hour consultation fee, or I'll write a business plan for you for $350. Hey, guy, give me $100 down. I'll help you develop your business. No, free. Take advantage of the free services, people. Take advantage of the free. The more money you save, the more money you keep, the more money you can invest, the more money you and your family can enjoy. Okay, as I share with you, as we go into the second half of the show, you know, I wanted to cover a couple motivational things. Because one of the things about going in business for yourself, and especially working from home, or even if you develop an office, but this is a home-based business, is working from home, but you got to stay motivated, because there's so many instances in which, you know, the dream stealers will come and they will steal your dream. I want to share this point with you. It's called Stay Motivated, Highly Motivated, and Live Your Dreams. And it's by a person called Willie Jolly. Willie Jolly, he has a book called It Only Takes 1 Minute to Change Your Life. That's right, only 1 minute. 1 minute, 60 seconds, that's all it takes to change your life. Just means basically changing your thought pattern. Listen to this poem he wrote. I had a job I really hated. It made me sick, but it got me motivated. I knew that this was not where I was meant to be. I didn't want to stay, but I was afraid to leave. But then one day I got my check, and there was almost nothing there. I know Lawson had days like that. I went to my boss. He laughed and said he didn't care. My kids were at home hungry. I was about to lose my home. That's when I decided I had to make it on my own. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, going to take it to the top. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated. I'm never going to stop. My friends said I was crazy when I told them all goodbye. But the one, only one who's crazy is the one who's afraid to try. They said I'd never make it. Said I would not survive, but I knew I had to make it. It was either do or die. So I grabbed hold of my dream and I put it in my heart. I stepped out on faith and I learned to really trust in God. I knew I had to fight with all my power. Then things started happening, blessings coming, hour after hour. So I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, going to take it to the top. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, I'm never going to stop. Hannibal said, if you can find a way, then make a way. It doesn't matter so much what happens around you or to you. What matters is what happens in you. When people stomp on your dreams, don't get mad. Don't get even. Get ahead. Because massive success is the best revenge. So when people laugh at you and when they try to put you down, take that negative and turn it all around. Grab hold of your dreams. Let it set your soul on fire. Activate your faith and take it higher and higher. If you've the faith, God's got the power to bless your life hour after hour. Keep the faith, keep the desire, keep reaching up until you reach the sky. Remember, all things are possible if you just believe. Always dream the impossible dream. So it's important, again, you know, this whole business venture development, working for yourself, developing for yourself, that you have to stay highly motivated. Remember what I said earlier. Les Brown said the richest place on the planet is the cemetery because there lies people with unfulfilled dreams. Most people let their dreams get buried with them. They never take and take a risk. They never go out there. They never try. They stay locked into the J-O-B, just over broke. And again, I'm not knocking jobs. I mean, sometimes we have to do them as a means to an end, but never make that your life strategy. It cannot be your life strategy to work for somebody else. That's slavery. That's exactly what it is, okay? So maybe you might have to do it for a little while. But find a way to get up off of that plantation. That's why it's called wage labor, wage slavery. You got to find a way, ultimately, to do that. Other than that, you'll never become wealthy. That's true. You will not become wealthy working a job. You know, and people say, well, you might struggle trying to build your own business. You're going to struggle working. Most people I know that are working, they're struggling. They got a little comfort, I call them creature comforts that they got. They might have a nice Escalade or, you know, a nice vehicle or something. But, you know, let them miss 2 weeks work. They miss 2 weeks work, it's gone. See, the other thing, too, about work, you get trapped into the bill world where you buy things based on future paychecks. And so you can't leave the job. You want to be able to have you always. Another game plan. That's what life is about, game plans. What keeps me young and vibrant is that I'm always constantly looking ahead of finding other ways to do things on my own and for myself. Even if I have to work a job temporarily, that's what I mean, temporarily. It ain't permanent. You cannot make working a job a permanent solution to your life unless you want to live a life of just over broke all the days of your life. If that's what you decide your lot is, hey, well, more power to you. I'm not condemning you. I'm just letting you know you'll never get wealthy. You always have to settle for them 2 weeks that they give you off a year if some jobs give you that. I know a lot of people that work 3 and 4 part-time jobs, and they're not able to have any time off because when you work a bunch of part-time jobs, you don't get no vacation time. You have to make your own vacation time. So it's important, again, to stay highly, highly, highly motivated. I want to give a shout-out, too, before I go into my next reading, to some new team members that have come on in the YTB business with us. We have a young man that has come on up in the area, in the Illinois area, named Courtney Vaughn. We have give him a shout-out. He's excited, and that's good. You know, when you come into business, you want to be excited. He's excited, and he's ready to roll and make this business opportunity work for him. Have another young lady, Chantrell Williams, Chantrell Hawkins, has come in the Houston area and is excited and ready to roll. You know, and the thing is, you know, we want to wish them the most success and help them with all the things that they need to be able to do to become successful in this business. And to my other team members that's listening in, to Monty and Winston-Salem, you know, hey, I'm glad you're tuning in. Keep pushing away. Your time is coming. You work in the business. To my mom down there in Duluth, Georgia, that's also in the business, hey, keep pushing away. Your time is coming. It's going to work for you. To my daughter, Sunshine, who's away visiting right now in Baltimore, Maryland, keep pushing. Your time is going to come. To Uncle Joe, also in the business up in Baltimore, Maryland, hey, keep pushing. Your time is going to come. To my wife and supportive partner, keep hanging in there, keep motivating me, supporting me. Our time is coming, and we're blossoming, and the business is growing day by day, leaps and bounds. And to Anastasia down there in Louisiana, hey, keep pushing. Your time is coming. You know, the business is going to grow and develop for you. For Monica, also down in Louisiana, keep pushing. Your time is coming, you know. Things are going to happen for you. They're going to develop. And, you know, we're excited, you know, for you and people that's coming in with you. We have several business partners, like I said, scattered across the United States that have come involved with this YTB opportunity with us. And, you know, we're glad that they are part of it. And it's important that people hang in there and keep pushing forward. What I want to do now is I want to cover a story with you. And again, the call-in number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. So give us a call in. See if we can get you up and on one of the live lines. And what I want to do, I want to share a story with you, and this story is called the Willie Gary Story. And the purpose of this story is, again, tying back into the enlightened millionaire concept and circle, is that it's important that you give. You want to be able to give in order to receive. Give in order to receive. Willie Gary's home, though poor and small, was big on values. His parents, two migrant workers who followed the crops and picking beans in Florida, peaches in Georgia, and apples in North Carolina, shared scripture each day using the Bible as a reference point. And as that reference point, there was no churches nearby, but each Sunday an aunt would set up wooden boxes like pews under a shade tree and seat all 11 children. God gave his only begotten son, she would start off as she taught, so we must give ourselves to him, and one way is being used to others. You know what that means, son, his father said later as they worked in their garden. Work. Work joyfully, even if you're not paid for it. The boy's eyes lit up, strong in belief. You mean work for nothing, Dad? The father explained, it's better than sitting around doing nothing. The old man set out to make his point. He stopped digging long enough to wipe off his garden fork, making it shine in the Florida sun. Then he ducked into the tool shed and grabbed another fork, this one much older with a broken handle. See the difference, he asked? The shiny tool is working. The dull one is useless, just rusting away. His father tapped the rusty fork and said, nature has its way of doing away with anything that's not being used. Through his father, only had a grade school education, he possessed wisdom beyond his years. No one could be more grateful for this valuable lesson than his impressionable son. Despite their nomadic existence, Willie Gary's parents strove to keep their children in school. Education would one day provide an escape from the hopeless camps, but it was difficult. Migrant children attended classes only in the morning. By noon, buses roared into the schoolyard, waiting to rush them back to the hot, steamy fields. Crawling on his hands and knees under the blowtorch sun, wincing at mosquitoes, Willie picked beans from midday to sundown, dreaming of better days. At age 20, he left home with the hope of playing football at Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach. The local paper hailed him as a hero, the town's first black male to enter college. But once arriving on campus, Willie discovered that he was one of the 125 hopefuls trying out for only 40 positions. He had to make the team or he would be sent packing. Day after day, the roster was whittled down. Finally, on the last day of practice, the coach summoned him into his office. I'm sorry, son, he began. Tearfully, Willie didn't stay long enough to hear the rest of the coach's words. He cleaned out his lockers and left for the bus station. Crestfallen and disappointed, the next morning he phoned his high school football coach explaining his circumstances. His coach paused for a moment and replied, Willie, there's a small school in Raleigh, North Carolina, Shaw College. There, the coach is a personal friend of mine. I'll give him a call and see if he can arrange a trial for you. He's a little guy like you. Maybe he'll give you a chance. That Sunday evening, Willie boarded a Greyhound bus, rode all night to Raleigh. He arrived on the campus carrying his possessions in a worn-out suitcase held together by a string. Too excited to sleep, he headed right to the coach's office. I'm Willie Gary, he blurted. As he blurted, the coach looked at him all puzzled and said, what can I do for you? Well, I want to play football, he stammered. The coach looked at him and says, oh, son, I'm terribly sorry. I don't have any openings. Our squad is full. Every position, Willie asked. Coach stood and put on a consoling arm around the boy's shoulders. Yes, every position. I'm afraid you'll have to go home. Willie left the coach's office knowing this time he couldn't go home. Outside the athletic department, he slumped on a bench holding his head in his hands, and several players passed by, rendering a sympathetic ear. They suggested he spend the night on the sofa in the lounge of the football dorm. The following morning, he recalled his father's affirmation, "Work even if you're not paid for it." But what could he do? He kept his eyes open, mixing with other players as they walked to the locker room to suit up for practice. As they set out for the field, they left the locker room in shambles. Willie searched for a broom and a mop and began cleaning up after the other players as they walked to their locker room, walked to the field. An assistant coach casually remarked, "You really want to go to school here, don't you?" Willie said, "Yes." To further make his case, Willie visited the admissions office, completed an application, and embarrassed, told the director that he didn't have the $10 fee. It all seemed so hopeless. A day later, the coach spied him on campus and remarked, "I heard you're looking for a job." He says, "Yes. Do you have a place to stay? Where are you staying?" He says, I don't have anywhere to stay." He says, "I'll give you a meal ticket for the remainder of the week." Step one, Willie thought. The coach added, "Maybe you can bring the first aid kit to the field and aid our trainer." "Okay, maybe I can do that." Then Willie said, "Hey, this is a help." Step two, the coach paused long enough, "Where are you sleeping?" "Well, I don't know." The coach says, "I'll give you a bed until Friday, then you're going to have to go." As the coach walked away, Willie was fraught and worried. Friday was only 2 days away. Everything appeared hopeless. Friday afternoon, the assistant coach called, "Hey, Willie, the coach wants to see you." The boy with a big heart forced a smile, expecting the worst. He had entered the office hesitantly. The coach met him at the door. "I thought I told you to go home," he said shyly. "Well," Willie couldn't speak. Coach broke into a grin. "I'm glad you didn't," he said. One of our linebackers was hurt during practice. "We have a place for you if you still want it." Willie couldn't believe his ears. He nearly jumped through the ceiling before putting on his jersey and his pads. And he ended up playing football for Shaw College for 4 years and also ended up getting a law degree. He drove back to his home state to Florida to practice. In one of his first cases, an elderly woman tottered into his office. She had having trouble with a utility company bill. "I'm sorry, Mr. Garrett," she trembled, dabbing her eyes with her handkerchief, "but I must tell you I can't afford to pay you." Well, Willie never forgot that precious lesson taught to him in the bean fields 25 miles away. He looked away from his desk for a moment, thinking of his father. "Don't worry, ma'am," he said. "I'll take your case." He took her case, and he won her case. She referred him to another family member who had a dilemma that involved a major litigation. And again, Gary's firm won, but this time they shared a $100 million judgment. From the money he made from the $100 million judgment, he gave $10 million to Shaw University. Again, as I was sharing with you before in terms of the enlightened millionaire circles, that as you go into your business, you need to think about who you're going to give to. And Holy Gary's story says, again, just keep being persistent. Keep being persistent at what you need to do for your business. Without being persistent, you'll never make it. Besides business, any endeavor that you want to pursue, you must be persistent. You must constantly keep plugging away at it. He could have gave up, and when the coach said, "Hey, you got to go home," he could have turned around and went home with his head held between his hands and just gave up. Too often, and I say that and share that story with, too often as we venture into want to work for ourselves and do things for ourselves, is that we give up when we run into the first opposition. Remember this. It usually takes three no's before you're going to get that right yes. So don't take the first no as a means of quitting. It's going to usually take three knocks at the door before that door opens up for you. You have to keep plugging away. You have to keep plugging away. It's very, very important to keep plugging away at your dream and what you want to accomplish. Next week's show, we will be covering the following information: setting up your records and getting the technology that you need. Setting up your records and getting the technology that you need. That's what we're covering next week, as focus again on another edition of Home Based Business 1. Again, I want to take this moment as I'm closing out this week's show to again thank the over 31 different listeners, other people who have blog talk shows that have tuned in to listen to my show off and on. I really want to take the time, you know, to personally thank you. The 22 friends that I have that have signed up as friends to my site, again, I want to take time to thank you. And over the 35 different people that have listened off and on from the general audience, I want to take time to thank you. This is an endeavor that I started in late November, going into now my third month, and really excited about where the possibilities of this program will take me in terms of my business. The other reason that I started the program was to be able to take my 27-year experience of different business ideas and ventures and working for myself and be able to share those with people so that people can get help and advice that they could use for developing their own home-based business. Again, my two businesses, one is Your Travel Biz. Go to www.jahitravelsite.com. We offer two businesses in one. We allow people to have their own travel booking engine, which allows people to be able to have people go to their site and book their travel. We also allow people to sell travel stores where you can make money helping other people opening up their own travel stores. And we have a nonprofit youth development business in which we work with young people, helping them get the most out of what they can be. We have an entrepreneur academy. You can go to www.movementsunlimited.com to check out that site and what we do with youth. Again, for those that listened in today, I want to thank you for listening. I'm closing out with our theme song, It's My Time. Remember, whatever it is that you're doing in life, always see it as your time. It's your time to fulfill your destiny. Hey, God didn't make a loser when God made you. Peace out. Talk to you next Sunday.
Talk Radio.